Here's how Rhode Island Public Radio General Manager and CEO Tori Malatia sums up the impact of the station's acquisition of WUMD from UMass Dartmouth.
It means better listening and for more people.
More people, because Rhode Island Public Radio estimates that a move to 89.3 FM will roughly double the reach of the station, improving coverage in some parts of Rhode Island and expanding to listeners in the south coast of Massachusetts in places like Fall River and New Bedford.
About a year from now, you'll be able to hear us on 89.3 FM very clearly in the major population centers of Rhode Island. We'll still be on 88.1 and 91.5 and 102.7 in South County.
Rhode Island Public Radio has been looking for a long time for a way to improve its signal. Malatia says buying WUMD will create a potential audience of 1.4 million people. And he says the acquisition is important for another reason.
Of the three signals that we currently broadcast on, we own only one of those. If we're going to be here and we're going to be part of this community and we're going to be invested as the source of public service journalism for years to come, what matters is whether we are here and we are permanent.
Rhode Island Public Radio is paying $1.5 million for WUMD's license. The station faces another $1 million in costs to move the transmitter into Rhode Island. Malatia says the station will launch a capital campaign to pay for those expenses and fund new digital infrastructure and reporting capacities. The purchase agreement also calls for a partnership with UMass Dartmouth. Malatia says that will include public forums and internships.
We have an arrangement with the journalism program and with the Public Policy Center, which studies the economics of the area and as well as the social changes in the area of the South Coast.
But not everyone's cheering the arrangement. WUMD will live on as an internet-based radio station. But some local music enthusiasts say that will diminish the station's reach and hurt the indie music scene. On Facebook, local music writer Rob Duguay calls WUMD one of the best college radio stations in New England. He says turning over the signal to Rhode Island Public Radio will hurt. Calls to WUMD were not returned in time for this story, but UMass Dartmouth Associate Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs David Millstone acknowledges some people are upset by the change at the college radio station.
There'll be some disappointment, there'll be some anger, you know, there'll be a lot of questions that want to be asked, and we are in the process of setting up an opportunity for that to happen.
Millstone says university administrators see the sale of WUMD as a positive move, one they look forward to sharing with the college community. They plan to use proceeds from the sale to endow financial and community engagement programs. The announcement comes while many UMass students remain away on vacation. They'll return to classes later this month. The deal still needs approval from the FCC. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.